60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, is it just me or does the beauty world have a real thing for body hair right now?
Yeah. We don't do this. I don't think it's just you. I think they're actually really into it.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, I think they are. They got the squiggle eyebrows, rainbow armpit hair, furry fingernails, even. Basically, it's what your body would look like if you were tripping on drugs.
That is a really good analogy.
Yeah.
It's like body hair just dropped acid.
Yeah, kind of. And now there's a brand new hair beauty trend that's going viral on social media. The latest beauty trend? Nose hair extensions. Yeah. Not sure if you've seen this on Instagram at all or not, but it is a new thing. It's where you use long false eyelashes and then glue them to the inside of your nostrils. The goal is to create the effect of having super long hairs peeking out of your nose.
Look, finally, I can make it happen. I couldn't figure it out. I've been working on that for years.
Is this for guys or girls?
For girls.
Really?
Yes.
Well, mostly girls, but some guys are doing it too.
Really?
I guess it's to show the world, like, I don't care about conforming to societal norms and traditional beauty standards. I'm letting my nose hair grow free.
Yeah.
It's weird because they're eyelashes. I mean, it literally looks, because I saw the pictures on Instagram, it looks like eyelashes are coming out of your nose.
Yeah, it's really weird looking.
Yeah.
And apparently the longer your nose hairs look, the more attractive it is. And already thousands of women and, like I said, a few dudes are posting those photos on Instagram to show off their nose hair extensions.
Wow.
I think, as a guy, I think it's wonderful because I've always, like, trimmed my nose hair because those things get out of control. But now I guess I can just let them grow free. And then it's like,
let it go, man.
This is natural.
Dang, he's a fashionista.
Wait, is that a mustache? Yeah. No, that's his nose hair.
Yeah. Text in at 78592. Who wants to go to the beauty salon with me and get our nose done?
Ew.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to studio with a hat. Full names will draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Okay. Brooke's got the shock collar. While she's putting that on, Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know the Godzilla film franchise is the longest continuously running movie series in cinematic history? Since 1954, they've made 29 movies, and in that time, Godzilla has ravaged multiple cities all around the world, including Tokyo, Moscow, New York, London. But in all that time, and through all the devastation, there's one building that producers say Godzilla is never allowed to destroy, and it's for a very good reason. What building is it?
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's for a good reason.
Isn't something off limits for Godzilla?
Right. Godzilla's like, oh, they told me not to touch this.
He's like,
sorry.
Whoa. That's, you know.
You see him about to kick the building. He's like, wait, nope. Sorry, can't do that one. Let me move on to the next.
I signed a contract.
Yeah. Legally, I can't do this.
Why would it be for a good reason?
Yeah, for a good reason means it has to be an important building where it'll always be insulting to the world to destroy it, right? Something meaningful.
The Taj Mahal.
So there's always...
Yeah, see, something like that.
There's always that scene of him on the Empire State Building, like from the super old one, right?
Isn't that holding King
like
Kong,
a woman.
Though?
Oh, that's King Kong. Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
No, but you're right.
Wrong beast that destroys buildings.
Well, was Godzilla created in Japan or in America? Like,
I assume Japan.
Yeah, I think it's Japan. I don't think it's American.
So would it be a Japanese temple or...
Right.
You know, like, what would the creators want for him?
Or maybe it's just something super iconic, like the Eiffel Tower. Or he couldn't destroy one of the Egyptian pyramids because they were built too strong.
Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Vatican.
Famous in...
Vatican. I guess I'll just go with the Statue of Liberty. Does that count as a building? That doesn't count as a building, though, does it? Dang it, that's a statue. That's a statue. Hold on, hold on. No. I'm going to go, I'll go Empire State Building. I don't know. God dang.
Over the course of 29 movies, Godzilla has destroyed hundreds of famous structures all around the world. Experts estimate the damages caused by Godzilla total about $4.8 quadrillion. But there's only one building that the infamous monster's never allowed to destroy since the movie first came out in Japan. and the Japanese film industry is controlled by the government. Out of respect, Godzilla's never allowed to destroy the home of the Japanese emperor, the Imperial Palace in Tokyo.
He's like, nope, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
But
I am still Japanese and I respect this, but I will kill everybody else around me.
Then show respect.
Yeah.
Yep. And somebody actually emailed in and wanted to hear the Toys R Us theme.
Oh,
so
I got this.
Printed that out and you can sing that whenever you're ready.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They've got the best, so for so much less, you really flip your lid from bikes to... I don't think they have shock collars at Toys R Us, just so you know.
Well, they need to get them because you got to help keep these kids in line somehow.
Yeah, they're fun.
You
know?
My little shock collar.
My little shock collar.
All right. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
If it's new, and if it's good,
it's on Moving 92.5.